Our franchisees are extremely diverse, from attorneys to doctors, pharmacists, IT professionals, people in firefighters, etc. These are people that want to have something that's fun, that gives back to their community, that's highly profitable and easy to run with a low employee count. And that's what we offer.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the latest edition of Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. Today, we are going to welcome in one of our franchise partners to talk about their brand. Now, this franchise brand is unique. It is a super fun concept and one that you probably have never heard of. Yet it is growing like crazy, but still has tons of opportunity in basically every market around the country. So clearly, this is one you are going to want to pay attention to. So buckle up, folks. But first, a quick reminder of who we are. Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals like yourself interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with over 600 franchise brands, and that spans nearly 70 industries. Our number one goal is to help educate you properly on what franchise ownership is all about to help determine if it's the path for you. And if so, then we're going to help you find your absolute best match, which could be the one we're going to talk about now. All right. So that is a bit about us. Now let's get to the good stuff, which is our guest. And today, our guest, she doesn't just work for this franchise. She founded this stinking thing and is running the whole thing as well. So super excited to speak with the founder of Hawaii Fluid Art is the name of the franchise. And we have Maya Ratcliffe joining us today. Maya, how are you?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
With the name of your franchise, I was kind of expecting some fancy Hawaii beach behind you, but maybe we'll pan to that later, or we'll dub it in maybe, as they say, at some point here.
Sounds good. We can always make a beach scene at Hawaii Fluid Art, so we got you covered.
There we go. I was going with maybe we should have done this on location, but me and great ideas after the fact. So definitely want to chat about what the heck is Hawaii Fluid Art, but I think in franchising, over the years, as I've done this, this is a people business, and I love hearing the stories of entrepreneurs and their journey into this. So tell us a little bit about Maya, maybe a little, give us a little pre-franchising scoop. How did you come up with this business and then ultimately get it into a franchise?
You got it. Well, Hawaii Fluid Art was born by accident. So let me back up a little bit. I was a banker for Wells Fargo for many years. And lived all over the United States, transferred around, helped them open branches, etc. In 2013, I was laid off. They laid off the majority of their high income earners. And I had a trip planned to Hawaii. And I decided to go on the trip. And when I got there, I was on Maui. And I was like, you know what, I'm ready for a break from chaos in the banking world. I'm going to move here. And my husband and I decided that he wasn't my husband at the time. I was engaged to him, but we decided to move to Maui. And then I started looking for a job. And everybody told me I was overqualified. And I ended up starting a consulting company where I would help restructure small to medium sized businesses. And my husband's job took us to different islands. We lived on Maui for 4 years, Oahu for a year, and then landed on the Big Island. And when I got to the Big Island, I needed a hobby. I needed something to do. I was still doing my consulting business, helping small and medium-sized businesses. So I started taking art classes, and I was horrible at all of it, like so bad that I felt bad about myself. And I thought, gosh, shouldn't an art class make you feel good about yourself? Isn't a hobby supposed to make you feel great? And so I started just playing with art at home, playing with paints and canvases. And one night I was watering down some paint to get it out of a container, and I dumped it on a paper plate and it flowed across the paper plate. And I was like, huh. So I continued creating, and pretty soon I started posting my creations on Facebook, and people started wanting to buy them. And I was shocked. But then soon people started asking me to teach. So I started teaching my little art forms at community events, at subdivision, like their community rooms, etc. But then the demand got so great that I converted my two-car detached garage into a studio. And in the first 6 months, I taught over 1,000 people fluid art. And at that point, my husband was like, too many people come into our house. You got to get a retail space. So May 1st, 2021, in the height of COVID on the islands, I opened my first retail location, and Hawaii Fluid Art, as it's known today, was born. And that's how I opened the store. And then franchising, a very well-known group of actors and actresses have been my students since I started teaching. And one evening I was doing a private event at their home in this really bougie subdivision on the Big Island of Hawaii. And they came up to me afterward and said, Maya, we want to talk to you. And I said, okay. And they said, you know, we've traveled the world and we've never seen anything like what you do. And we think everybody deserves to experience Hawaii fluid art. And we think you should franchise. And that's what put the idea in my mind. And then I started doing research. And about a year and a half later, we went and offered our wonderful Hawaii fluid art to potential candidates through franchising.
Unbelievable. So I love the dumb luck randomness to it. And you've given me hope as somebody that can barely do a stick figure that maybe there's something out there for me where I won't feel as bad as I've done when I've tried to do these things in the past. So let's Hawaii Fluid Art. So can you kind of describe, like, for most people, I'm sure, going, what the heck is fluid art? Yeah. Maya, what the heck is fluid art?
So fluid art is an art form that anybody can do. And not only do we have fluid art at Hawaii Fluid Art, but we have about 27 different art forms. But what I want you to imagine is paint that's a fabulous consistency that you can pour into a cup and you layer the cup with color, okay? And then once the cup is completely full, you pour it out on a canvas and you tilt the canvas around and you let gravity create the art for you. But you've layered the cup and you've poured it on. Anybody with any ability or different ability can create fluid art, resin art, tumblers, all the different art forms we offer. All of our studios are ADA compliant. This is meant for children as young as 2 and adults as old as 102.
Awesome. Okay. And so obviously, or I guess this maybe it should be obvious, if you started this without really, you don't have a big art background, somebody out there that's thinking, maybe what do I want to own as a franchise? Well, there's no way I can own an art studio. I'm like me. I can barely do stick figures. You don't really need to have any sort of background from that standpoint. This sounds like this is something that is totally different than anything else maybe we've seen before out there. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. Absolutely. None of our franchisees have any art experience. Not one of them. Some of them are creative, and some had taken some art classes, etc. But really, our franchisees are extremely diverse, from attorneys to doctors, pharmacists, IT professionals, people in firefighters, etc. These are people that want to have something that's fun, that gives back to their community, that's highly profitable and easy to run with a low employee count. And that's what we offer.
Hey everyone, I wanted to take a quick break from our podcast to tell you about our amazing friends at Entrepreneur. If you're looking to become a franchisee or simply learn more about business ownership, and guys, let's be honest, you're listening to the Franchising 101 podcast, so we know you have some interest in this. And I really encourage you to go to entrepreneur.com to check out all of their great content and resources. Seriously, Entrepreneur has everything, all the way from a bookstore to the best podcasts, webinars, and videos, plus information on upcoming events and the latest articles that seriously, they cover all aspects of franchising and business ownership. If you're having trouble deciding which franchise is right for you, start with Entrepreneur's renowned Franchise 500 ranking, which highlights the best franchises of 2022. For 45 years and counting now, Entrepreneur has been and continues to be the most widely recognized and respected authority in the franchise market. Digital and print subscriptions are available, so you never miss out on anything. So seriously, what are you waiting for? Go to entrepreneur.com right now and learn more.
Talk a little bit about the format, right? So here's, we've got a small studio, right? Mm-hmm. So are we doing this individually? Are we doing this as classes? What does that look like?
So it's the one to many concept. So one instructor can teach up to 15 people at a time. So when you first enter our footprint, our stores, it's actually a blended retail gallery in the front where we feature local artists, artisans, jewelry makers, etc. And of course, we feature our art for sale as well. And that those art pieces and everything are on consignment. So it's a very low entry cost for the franchisee to fully stock their retail gallery. Just behind the retail gallery is our active art studio. And that is where the magic happens. And so in the active art studio, we can teach one-on-one. We can do large parties. We can do groups of four. We can do groups of 15. We have an online booking system. So they can book for any time during the day. Every hour on the hour, we have set classes, but you can also walk in at any time. And that's just one aspect of our business. We also have a mobile unit.
Really? So tell us more about the mobile unit.
So we are not only business to consumer, but we're business to business. So we are classified in both retail and service industries. We can take the party to large corporations, schools, community centers, senior centers, etc. And so our mobile units are set up. They're very easy to run. It is an art studio to go where we bring everything to the consumer, to the business. And we do team building events for large corporations, small corporations, etc., where we can do it there on site for them. It's very easy. It's a lot of fun. It's unlike anything else that's available on the market. And so that mobile unit is a fun part of our business.
Awesome. So it sounds like if I go back to the kind of the class and the structure for somebody that your person that wants to come in and take part in this. So yeah. I could sign up just for myself. I'm going in there by myself and there's all sorts of other random people, but I could have, you know, a party of 4, 6, 8, whatever, that we're kind of have the room almost to ourselves even, sounds like, correct?
Yes, we do private events. So we offer one-on-one private instruction. We offer group private instruction, or you can join a group class. It's really up to you. A lot of people want to come in and meet new people and make friends, so they love those group opportunities. But other people, let's say it's a quinceañera or a bridal shower party, they want the whole room to themselves. They want charcuterie and champagne, et cetera.
Yes, exactly. Okay. And so who then as the owner is not, I'm guessing, typically the person that's in there as the instructor, right? So what's kind of that, you talked about low overhead, low staff. What does the staff look like for this?
So total, you need 2.5 employees to be open 7 days a week, total. Okay. One instructor is going to be there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We have two instructors Thursday, Friday, Saturday, because it's busier. Right. And then that part-time person is going to be your mobile unit person and the person that goes out and goes to the Chamber of Commerce's, et cetera, and then can come in when you're really busy doing 50 or 60 people on a Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
So it's very low employee count. Now, people assume that the instructors need art experience. They do not. We have a profound training program. We have something called HFA University. That is our online training portal with over 100 professionally done videos that show all the art techniques, how to mix paint, etc. But where the secret weapon is that we come to you, the franchisee, in studio and train your employees on everything from how to greet a customer, to how to use the point of sale, the online booking system, our wonderful social media marketing tools. We train the employees for you so you don't have to.
Awesome. And also make sure that they're being trained properly, right? So it's like, So yes, that's awesome that you guys do that, but there's also a little method to the madness of making sure that, right, we're not losing anything in translation with that. So talk about the location a little bit. What's the, how big of a space do we need? Kind of what's the location look like as far as like, are we anchored by that, you know, fantastic Kmart? Are we like, where are we putting these things?
So we're more in a paper location, so anchored by a Target, by a Macy's, or by a large grocery store is fine as well. You know, we're not going to be next to a dollar store. We're more next to like GoGlo's and the Joint Chiropractic, things like that. Our footprint can really vary. We can be as small as 1,200 square feet, but as large as 2,200 square feet. And the reason that we vary is in some locations, it's less expensive to get a larger footprint, which seems counterintuitive, but that 12 to 1400 square foot space is what everybody's looking for. So sometimes landlords will give us a better deal on a larger space. And we have build plans and design plans for all the way up to over 2000 square feet. So our smallest studio that we have right now is in Hawaii. She's only 834 square feet. She's too tiny. And the largest one we have is about 3700 square feet, but that is our flagship store in Las Vegas.
Gotcha. Okay. And so this can be a little intimidating for people that are thinking about, man, this all sounds really cool, but geez, I need retail location. How do I find that? How do I do all of those things? Talk about some of the support areas that you guys have for people to not just find the best location, but also get the best deal with that location.
So we completely have your back on that. We have a director of real estate acquisition. We also work with Morrow Hill, very well-known, fabulous real estate partners. You're going to have a portal that is going to give you access to every available property that Hawaii Fluid Art has already approved. So you're not going to spin your wheels looking at spaces that are not good. You're going to be boots on the ground looking at them, but we're going to preview them prior to you seeing them, as well as after you've picked out your favorites. Now, we also have an incredible letter of intent that we've used, 70 or 80 times at this point, that is going to protect you. So one of the things that we do that's very different is we have the landlords participate in the tenant improvement allowance, which is your build out money. Up until this point, we've been about 95% successful having the landlord pay for 100% of the build out. Because our build out is so inexpensive and easy, where if it was a restaurant, they may be spending $300,000.
Right.
With HFA, you're looking at $30,000 to $68,000 for a build out on a standard size space. So we get the landlords to take care of that. And then another thing that we offer that's very important is construction management. So we're going to preview the bids that you get. Most of the time, you just need a painting contractor and a lighting contractor because we're really good at taking an existing space and just giving it a facelift. And our construction manager is going to preview all the bids because we know how much it should cost per square foot to paint and for light fixtures, et cetera. And then we help oversee the project from afar. We work with your contractor. We do weekly updates with you and your contractor, et cetera. And the average time it takes to do a build out is about a month to 6 weeks total.
Wow. Which is like super fast in anything retail space, right? So, but again, it's the simplicity of the build out. We're not like, there's not a ton going on with this, correct?
Correct. We're not putting in grease traps and all the things. We are simply giving a facelift to an existing space, making it HFA beautiful. And then the support that you receive from us is what really, really makes a difference. Because if you have, let's say you're a full-time person working an IT job, you're spending 40 to 60 hours a week working on your job. We're there to check in with the contractor and say, hey, when are those light fixtures going in? Or when is this, you know, when is the certificate of occupancy coming in? So we oversee your construction process with you and sometimes for you for our really busy executive type owners.
Yeah. Just in short, for folks that don't know anything about this, which is pretty much everybody that's listening, is you should never ever pay retail price for a retail location. Right. And so being able to have, and as, again, especially a group as a lot of things in franchising, you don't know the names, right? But Morrow Hill is about as big as there is in, like, yes, they're helping you, but they are like one of the go-to real estate groups for every franchise, retail franchise out there, right? So like they do this stuff in their sleep. So knowing how to find it, all the negotiation, that build out is huge, because it also then allows you to you're able to get owners open significantly faster than anything that's else in the retail space with this. If you're like from signing, really probably within a few months, you're able to get people open for business, correct?
Yes. The fastest we've ever opened somebody is about 9 weeks. Actually a little less than that on one location. Generally speaking, from the time that you sign your franchise agreement, you should be open in about 4 to 6 months. It can go quicker. It's just really up to you and how much time and effort you have to spend with that real estate stage.
Yeah. Well, and then I think people also need to understand while that's going on, right, you also need that time to start building the awareness, kind of the coming soon, right? Yeah. Not only the literal coming soon thing on, on the side of the building where you're going to be, but also that marketing aspects, because as amazing as it sounds, guess what? We actually need people to come through the door and, you know, pay us for these classes. So talk a little bit about what that looks like, kind of the marketing aspect that you guys are going to have in place for owners to help drive those customers. And then there's always that kind of the boots on the ground element of this as well. So talk about kind of like, again, how in the heck do we get people to come do this?
That is the most important thing, is marketing. We have a full service marketing department. So we have an incredible team that is deep. I think there is a total of 6 now on the marketing team. And we have a plan for you. It's called Ride the Wave. And from 9 weeks prior to opening to 9 weeks after opening, you have a daily task list. This is what you want to do. Now, if you get 3 of them, you know, 3 of the things done in one day, that's fine. We have a pre-opening marketing package. We do press releases. And by the way, our press releases get a lot of coverage. A lot of times our newly opened studios will be featured on the morning news, which is amazing for getting the word out there. All of your marketing materials, your postcards, your trifolds, your business cards, your coming soon flyers, all of that is designed for you at the corporate level. We have an easy portal to click in and you can order anything you want branded for your store. And so we have an entire marketing plan, but we also want to see you getting involved, like you said, boots on the ground, Chamber of Commerce, you know, the different opportunities that are at the city and the county, inviting people to your grand opening. We have a soft opening and we do a friends and family and a community night. We love to see about 40 to 60 people at those events prior to actually opening. And we have been about 95% successful having that amount of people at that pre-opening launch. And the more people that come, the more people fall in love and bring their friends and family, et cetera.
Right. Absolutely. Talk a little bit about the owner. So, and you've kind of alluded to this, but you guys are open to a semi-absentee owner, right? Guessing you also have some that have jumped in full time. Mm-hmm. Anything in particular you're looking for, or maybe you can kind of even kind of walk people through, hey, this is what it looks like to be semi-absentee. This is what it looks like to jump in full time.
Yeah, absolutely. So the semi-absentee model is our preferred model. And the reason is that we want you working on the business, not just in the business. We want you engaging in the community, creating relationships with the homeschooling groups and the independent school districts and the senior centers. We have training for all of that. So if you're a total introvert, that's not a problem. We have a mailing system and an email system and an SMS text campaign system. We're going to walk you through it. We also have leadership training for our franchisees, which is pretty unheard of, but it helps people understand what it takes to be a leader for their in-store team. So the difference between a semi-absentee and an owner-operator is really the amount of time you're spending in store. An owner-operator is going to be there full time. And where we see that being an issue is when an owner is there full time, they're having a great time and they're with the students, but who's doing that marketing? Who's doing that boots on the ground and the relationship building? So what we look for in a franchisee, in a candidate, we do a lot, we do things very differently. For instance, I am the first person that a candidate speaks to. I do an intro call to get to know them a little bit before they ever get put into our system, because I want to see what is driving them? What's motivating them? Why do they want to get into franchising? Do they think it's the goose that laid the golden egg and they're just going to be able to sit back and not work? Because, you know, some people have that misconception.
Wait, that's not the case? I can't just own a franchise, put my feet. What? Now you tell us that?
I know. Okay, I should have told you up front. You're going to have to work.
Yeah. Okay.
So we look for somebody that has a background in some sort of business that they've shown some longevity. We're not interested in somebody that has owned 15 businesses and quits after 6 months in all of them. Not what we're going for. So we've learned to ask, how many businesses have you owned? You learn as you go in franchising. There are lots of books, but there's no franchising for dummies. And you learn as you go as a brand, you get better and better. And so we look for somebody that wants to better their community, that wants to give back, because a lot of people don't understand how important it is to give back to your community. We look for somebody that is ready to put in the work and the effort. And then we just have a whole qualification process and we meet them in person, you know, prior to awarding any franchises. We're totally okay with single unit ownership or up to 3 units. Really depends on the person and their background and what they're looking to do with their future.
Well, and I will tell you, I love the fact that you guys aren't one of the newer brands that's like, oh, let me sell you an entire state of, you know, Illinois and the, you know, responsible franchising that is not always adhered to with some groups out there. So I really, I know you guys have a lot of growth going on, which is awesome and understandable, but you're doing it the right way and not just sell, sell, sell. Let's actually make sure these things get open. Kind of a novel concept and hopefully profitable and have some good, great stickiness with this. So great job for that.
Thank you.
What else are we missing about Hawaii Fluid Art that you're like, oh my gosh, we have to make sure everybody knows this about our brand?
One of the things I think that is really outstanding about our brand, there's a couple of things. Number one, we have a group medical plan for our franchisees. There is a huge weight on people's shoulders when they leave a corporate environment of where are they going to get their health care, their dental, their vision, their disability. So prior to launching to the public, I secured a group medical plan for our franchisees. It's a co-op, and I think that that really makes us stand out. One of the other things that makes me very pleased with our system is that we have franchise success managers. And our franchisees have weekly calls, if they choose to, with a success manager. We also have a mentorship program. So stores that are really knocking it out of the park will work with stores that maybe aren't quite getting it, that aren't doing their marketing, etc. We have incredible technology advances for our franchisees. We have a wonderful portal for anything and everything they can need. But I think the most important thing is the strength that we have on our team. We have, let me count it up, 13 support staff for our franchisees. And as we open more locations, which we are in the process, we have about 40 opening between now and the end of the year. So that's exciting. The more open stores we have, the bigger that support team is. And we're all about giving to the franchisee and helping them be successful.
Which is the, and Olivia, you said that because it really should all be about a successful, the owner being successful, the better they do, the happier they are. It's happy owner, happy franchisor. So, and you talked about, I think you used the term franchise success manager, right? Right. And so,
we have franchise success coaches, coaches. We have a manager and then coaches. So let's say, for instance, you want to look at some KPIs. You want to know, where am I sitting? Well, we want you to be at 80% upgrade because we have all these different upgrades, right? We have 27 plus different art forms, but we have all the upgrades. So that's why our average sale is about $120 per student. If you're not hitting those upgrades, we can coach your team, not only you, the franchisee, but we have training for the employees. They can call into one of our trainings that's every other week for in-store employees to help encourage them and help them learn how to upsell the different products so that store is seeing the revenues that they really should.
I'm going to fire one more question at you here, and that's a lie. It may be more than that, but what's maybe a concern or a pushback you hear from kind of your candidates going through this process? Maya, this all sounds amazing, but what about this?
We don't have a lot of pushback. We have really fabulous candidates. And what we do is if a candidate is not a good fit, whether we don't feel they're a good fit or they don't feel they're a good fit, we have an exit interview and we ask, what could we do better at for explaining the brand? What could we do better? And in the beginning, there was a lot of great advice, of course, that we took. And now we're at a point where the candidate either wants a service business, right, which is just very popular in franchising. They just want a lawn care business or a pool cleaning business or whatever the case may be. And that's the only reason, or it's because they're afraid of the retail. And I 100% understand that. And so you either believe in the product and are okay with retail, or we're probably not a good fit. And I totally respect and understand that. But we have had incredible candidates that have taught us so much about what is really important to them. And we've helped add that into our brand.
Yeah. Fantastic. Right. It's such a novel concept to actually, I don't know, what's the word, listen and right. And pay attention to that. So that's fantastic. We've had a couple of our Fran Coach clients go through this process. I know one just recently became an owner, but the couple others that have been to the Vegas location just absolutely raved about their experience. Everybody on your team. So just I can't thank you guys enough for how amazing you are treating everybody and what you've got going on right now. So I'm excited to have finally get you on here to talk about it today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And it's an honor to be a part of Hawaii Fluid Art and get to work with amazing consultants such as yourself. So thank you.
My pleasure. And we'll be able to get some more amazing folks over to you very soon. So Maya, thanks so much for coming on and joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again to Maya for coming on to talk to us about Hawaii Fluid Art. If you'd like to learn more about potentially becoming an owner of Hawaii Fluid Art or any of the other amazing brands that we work with, please reach out to us. Again, there's never any fee for our service. Really, I swear there's not. You can find us at francoach.net or franchising101podcast.net. Again, everything with us is always .net. You're always going to be led to the team here at Fran Coach. So don't wait anymore. You know you're ready to talk to us. Learn a little bit more. Determine if this is the path. If so, we will find you your best match and help you create your better tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and we'll talk with you next week.